Well, as I understand it, this reporter had been working on this for almost a year. He hired an independent laboratory in San Marcos, California, who regularly does measurements and tests cell phone radiation patterns for the industry. And he hired one of those companies that is in the business of doing that. So they were very reputable and independent, and he paid them to test those phones. And the readings that he got, the first round of readings, they were challenged. He did it again, maybe he did it a third time, but he ended up producing a report that showed that these emissions, on average, from those phones exceeded the FCC's radio frequency human exposure standards for people by two or three times at a minimum. And some of it was higher. But that was the summation of his report.